Henry Poor is one of about a dozen people at today's Steinbeck Workshop at the Coconino Center for the Arts. Poor moved to Flagstaff 52 years ago from Tennessee, where he grew up in a poor family made even poorer by the Great Depression.
There was no money in circulation. There was absolutely no work to be found.
Poor says the happiest day of his dad's life was when he got a job working 60 hours a week for $8. That type of struggle and triumph, Poor believes, defines the human condition, and it's why Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath has endured as a literary classic.
And I think that his writing, if people really read it and understand it, it shows that the Joads, for example, were looking for that bright side of life.
Poor is one of dozens of people across the country being interviewed by playwright Octavio Solis for the National Steinbeck Center's Grapes of Wrath Journey.
This novel made a significant impact on American culture the minute it was published. 75 years later, we decided to go on this journey that the Joad family took to see how things had changed, to get the stories from the people and to find out what got them through those hard times.
Solis and two other artists are collecting oral histories, conducting dramatic workshops, and blogging their way from the Dust Bowl of Oklahoma to Steinbeck's native California.
Flagstaff is one of the cities that Route 66 cuts through. And Route 66 was the main artery that a lot of the migrant population took to get to California. That's how they came.
Colleen Bailey is the executive director of the National Steinbeck Center in Salinas. Today, she's at the Pioneer Museum in Flagstaff overseeing the Oral History Project.
This year, we were looking at creating a national dialogue around the issues that we think are really alive and well in today's world. And we wanted to take a pulse of the nation today. And so we thought, what better way to do that than to do what Steinbeck did, which was to go out into the world and to listen to people.
Bailey says the project partners with local organizations, artists, and musicians in each of the towns where they stop. For playwright Octavio Solis, the Hooverville shanty towns of the Great Depression may be gone, but endurance and hope persists in America. And he says that keeps Steinbeck's vision relevant.
I've learned that Americans are a very hardy people, very strong, very tough. I feel like every person who is homeless that I see walking the streets of Flagstaff or San Francisco or Amarillo, each person is a Hooverville. Each person carries a little bit of Hooverville and a little bit of Tom Joad inside of him.
Interviews and other materials collected on the Grapes of Wrath journey will be featured this spring in Salinas at a 75th anniversary celebration for the novel. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan in Flagstaff.